It's now time for Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies Night, where we work to give females increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate females to obtain high noble character as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
It's unmuted. Hi. Hi, welcome to P31 Ladies Night. We will be discussing any issues that are dealing with females and single women that want help, that or ashamed or even afraid to come to Christ. We will not be judging you on this show. We are strictly here to support you and help you and push you into your destiny. The line is always open. The number is 858-357-9137, and you are more than welcome at any time to call in to discuss any issues that you may have. And we would like to just invite even callers even now to come in and speak and talk about any questions that you may have with any issues that are actually going on in your life right now.
Good evening, women of God. I thank God for being here on tonight. We thank you for listening in with us on tonight, and we just want to encourage you and push you, basically just like she just said, into your destiny. Into whatever God has predestined for your life. We want to encourage you and push you and continue to assist and help you do that. Like she said, you are welcome to call in. We can talk about anything you all want to talk about, being saved, relationship, just anything. Anything this line is open. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to be afraid. You're welcome to call. And tonight we're not going to discuss much, just want to introduce what's going on and how things will be ran and what we have going on as far as the show goes. It's a show for everyone. And so we want to thank God for you and thank God that for you being here on tonight and just want to encourage everybody. We won't keep you long because we know it is the day before a holiday and we want you to be able to enjoy your family. But we thank God again for you being here.
But even today as I went into prayer, I could hear the Spirit of the Lord, and took me to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. There is so much going on around us, so much that we are even unaware of. And this is the time that we really have to stay on our faith before God in prayer. No matter what you've done, no sin is no bigger or no smaller than any sin that we have committed. We're all human. I'm not going to judge you. I just feel like there are so many women who are struggling with identity, with their success, their jobs, their families, their children. We are all human, and if we begin to bond and stay together in prayer, God will begin to make things happen. It says the two are gathered in my name, that he would be in the midst. So anyone, if you're out there and you just need prayer, you don't have to give your name. You do not have to tell me what is going on with you. You know, we would just be more than willing to pray for you. And each week following tonight, we will have certain topics that we will discuss. But that does not mean that you can't call in if you have a question, if there's something that you need to know. We will, however the Holy Ghost leads us in the Spirit, that's how we will go ahead and go. And again, you will not be judged. You do not have to give your name. We're going to go ahead and start with a prayer.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for tonight. On tonight, Lord God, we bless you for who you are on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every listener on tonight, Lord God, for every ear on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, that just coming together, Lord God, that you're able to continue to bless and answer those prayers that these young women have before you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for order, God. We thank you, Lord God, for working out the kinks on tonight, Lord God. We bless you, Father God. We thank you that when we touch and agree, you said, Father God, on any one thing, and ask of our Father in heaven that it shall be done on tonight, Lord God. So I thank you right now, Lord God, that you're not a man that shall lie on tonight, Lord God, neither the son of man that shall repent on tonight, Lord God. We bless you, God, for unprecedented favor on tonight, Lord God. I speak over every caller, Lord God, every listening ear on tonight, Lord God. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that whatever demons or anything, Lord God, that they're dealing with on tonight, Lord God, that you rise above on tonight, Lord God, that they be encouraged on tonight, Lord God, for what you're about to do in their life, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. Look over every family on tonight, Lord God. I declare peace on tonight, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for a wave of your glory on tonight, Lord God. I bless you, Lord God, for a fresh wind on tonight, Lord God, a fresh anointing on tonight, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you come against, Lord God, every low spirit on tonight, Lord God, every spirit of depression, Lord God. Father God, you say that weeping may endure for a night on tonight, Lord God, but joy cometh in the morning on tonight. So we thank you that it is so on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God.
Amen. Yes, God, and even as she began to pray, I began to hear the name Tracy. Tracy, if you're out there, I heard the Holy Ghost say that he did that. That was him. He moved that man. He was not in your destiny. Thank you, Lord God. And he said, tell her I shall take care of her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, and again, I hear him say, weeping shall may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, and this too shall pass. Thank you, Lord God. And I even hear him saying, tell Tracy to call in. Thank you, Lord God. You've been crying all day today. Thank you, Lord God. But I hear the Holy Ghost say he's about to give you tears of joy. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Even concerning the man who's over this podcast. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, God, I hear bigger and brighter days. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Tracy, if you're listening, you don't have to be ashamed. You can call in. Thank you, Lord. God is doing a work in you. Thank you. He is predestined you for greatness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Even on Nate Lewis' show. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. She's going to introduce our topic for next week's show and fill you in on what's going on and how things will be going about. Like tonight, this is our first night, so we're definitely working out the kinks and just trying to keep everything in order. But feel free to call in, like she said, if you need a moment of prayer, if you just need some encouragement, you need some pushing, everyone needs someone. So don't hesitate to call.
Even you, being a single mother, what advice would you have for single mothers that are struggling in any area of their life?
I would tell any young woman to just pray. To just pray and continue to seek God. The Bible literally declares that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Children are a blessing. The situation may or may not work. God, that is not what God has for you, and that's okay. It's okay to move past that. It is okay to pray. In all of our getting, we should get understanding, and things should be done decent and in order. So you do, at that point in your life, you just have to pray. You have to pray. You have to seek God, and you just have to know God for who he is.
What about those that are afraid and ashamed of their past?
to hold their head up, because at this point, I don't think no one is better than the next person. Everyone has gone through something. Everyone needs to be pushed as far as being pressed and how certain things have transpired over the years. Everyone has gone through something, and I believe that is your testimony. That is that greatness, that's that situation that God used to bring out the greatness in you. So I would definitely say I am grateful for what I've gone through. I'm not bitter about it. I had to go through transition. I mean, there will be a stage where you just feel like the world, all the debris, nothing will settle. But God has you. So I just want to encourage everybody tonight, regardless as to what it looks like, it is not what it looks like. It's definitely not what it looks like. God is yet moving, even if he is not speaking. He is behind the scenes working, and you just have to keep that in your head at that point in your life, because the enemy will have you in such a low place, and that's not what God has ordained. I mean, he's equipped you for He will never put more on you than you can bear. So he's equipped you for what you're going to go through. He knew what you were going to go through before you knew and before the situations arose. So I would say just be encouraged. Hold your head up. I mean, don't not tell anyone. You don't have to. If you need someone to talk to God if you don't feel comfortable talking to someone. But I encourage you to seek help. You don't want to bottle those feelings up inside and to carry that's not what God ordained for you to carry, that type of weight. That's just not what he has. And that's just not what he was going, what he has ordained for you. You're supposed to get something out of the situation. I believe that you just have to press forward. You have to. I don't have anything fancy to say. Just hold your head up and continue to pray.
Even those that are contemplating and have a spirit of suicide, what could you say to them that would be encouraging to let them know that God has greater? No situation is greater than God.
That God loves you. And I don't care how bad, what you did, what seed you sown, at the end of the day, you're still a child of God. And God loves you. God is a keeper. He will keep you. There is no situation that bad that you should take your own life or allow the enemy to cancel what God has. There's no one greater than God. So I would just encourage them. I would push them and let them know that God is here, that this is an appointed time. I would just, whatever it takes, if it takes you getting out of bed every day and writing, putting it on a post-it on your mirror to say that, hey, I'm reminding myself I am this, I am that, I am who God made me. I would just say that. I would just, you have to, you cannot sit down and let the weight just crumble you. That is not what God has. And I would just encourage that individual today that no situation, nothing that you've ever done is that bad to where you should want to take your life. And if you're in a low place, just think about the people that love you and the people that are there for you and how they would feel. Sometimes I think that we get selfish, and it is a burden. It is things. I've dealt with that fear. There are things that you carry and that weight, and you get discouraged. But I just want to encourage someone today to be encouraged, that it, like I said before, it is not what it looks like. Don't let the enemy cancel your destiny. The devil is a liar. That's what I would say. He is a liar. It is false evidence appearing real. It is not real. And there is nothing that bad. So I would say seek help. And if you need to, I think sometimes we as people don't want to, we get embarrassed or we don't want to seek help. There is help out there, whether it be the church. The church is always there. There are therapists. There are all sorts of people. There are centers. Anything that you need, don't get discouraged and don't worry about what people think of you, because at the end of the day, you're getting you together. And so I would say that. I would just encourage them to get help, because I think sometimes we get embarrassed and we don't want to oh, I don't want them to see me. I don't want them to, I don't know what people will think of me. So I think that that's something that if the help is there, I would say to use the help. Use the help. Everybody needs someone. Everyone needs a push. And I would just, that's it. I would just say, just continue to pray and get the help that you need. Don't ever be embarrassed by anything, your past or anything. I don't believe that you should carry the weight of your past. Your past is just that. It's the past for a reason.
Let's touch on the subject of church hurt that has pushed many people away from the church. How would you have them deal with church hurt?
As far
God
as church
is the
hurt,
author and the finisher. So how would you tell them to deal with church hurt?
When you say that, I heard that God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
I would definitely, as far as church hurt goes, I would say this, people of God. Sometimes we as people, we get in our flesh, and everybody does that. We get upset, and we say things that we shouldn't say and do things that we shouldn't do. But at that point, I think that that should be something that is taken to God. I think that you should allow God to lead you. I don't think we're in church. The church is in us. It's not a building. It's not, God is
Amen.
Omnipresent.
Yes.
So you are not confined to that building, whether your ministry is helping the homeless, whether your ministry is walking the street, dealing with people that are out in the street, that your ministry is inside of you. So I would say to don't ever let anyone detour you from who God has made you as a person. When it comes to dealing with that is, we tend to get cliquey in church, and we hang with this clique and we hang with that clique. That's not the way to be, because that's usually how that hurt starts to come in and how different things are said, because we're human. People are human. People make mistakes. They say things that they shouldn't say. We're human beings. So things will happen, but I would definitely say not to let it run you away from your church. I would pray on the situation, and if God has spoken to you, you know when God speaks to you. And if he's told you to move, you move. When God tells you to move, you do what God tells you to do. But just know that it's God. Don't do anything out of your flesh or react to a certain situation. That's what I would say. Don't react to a certain situation. And it's not proper to go around even after you've been hurt, because that ministry may have something that the next person needs. And because you fed into their spirit, oh, this is what happened with Sally and so-and-so, that's why I don't go there. You don't encourage people that way, because there may be something that young lady or that young man needs from that ministry. So I would encourage you just to pray. And sometimes we have to, the Bible literally tells us to be slow to speak and swift to hear. So just, I would encourage that. Everything is not meant to speak on. So I would encourage that. You encourage that individual. Don't talk against the ministry. Don't speak against it. You let God handle that.
And with that being said, and cliques, church cliques, and friends, how would you choose your friend?
How would I choose my friend?
What qualities would you look for in a friend? I know one, they would have to be a godly person. I need someone to push me, not discourage me. Even in my mess, I need you to speak life into me and not death.
Right. Right.
So what advice would you have as far as your friends? If you're lucky in life, you have one true friend. Don't let people get in your ear, again, like she said, and discourage you against ministries and against people. learn to listen and hear God for yourself. Because if something is not ordained, God is going to push it away from you. No matter how long it takes, no matter something we have to go through, because they are a part of our process. They are part of God, our making. But some things we bring on ourselves. What advice would you have for someone who really, really needs a true friend? What should they look for?
As far as a true friend goes, I would say I'm going to look for that godly individual. I'm going to look for that individual that's not a yes person. I want that individual that's going to tell me, friend, you're out of line. This is incorrect. You should not have done that. I don't want them to agree with me. I want them to encourage me. I want them to push me. I want them to, and I would do the same for them. So usually we attract what we are sometimes. Not in all cases, because sometimes you can't help it. People hide themselves. There are certain situations, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But if you're a nice person and you're sowing good seeds, you're going to reap the benefits of that. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's going to like you, that, you know, they're not. And usually when you're anointed, you fight quite a bit. That's usually a fight that you deal with. So I would say, I would stay prayerful. And I don't want that yes friend. If I don't have that yes friend, that will do a lot for me. A friend that will go to church with me, that will pray with me, that would encourage me and not condone me and my wrongdoing. Even though as far as me being in the ministry or being in a place of position, that they're able to correct me properly and I can receive that. I don't mind that. I don't want them to be okay with everything, and that's okay and this okay, and they condone me and my mess.
Even as far as a situation that the church really don't like to talk about, but we're going to discuss it, dating. How should a Holy Ghost-filled, virtuous woman date? What are some do's and don'ts? Even as far as the way they dress, what are some do's and don'ts?
Well, we're saved, women of God, and I believe that women are, that when you first get saved, there are things that you have to learn. So I don't believe that you should beat up on a person maybe for the way that they dress or what they have going on. I think that in different stages, things come with growth. And
yes.
I believe that as they grow in God, they will begin to exercise wisdom. They will start to second guess themselves as far as an outfit. Maybe they will get in the mirror and look and say, well, ooh, this looks a little short to me today, or ooh, my chest is out, let me put a pin in my shirt or something like that. I would say that as far as being saved and dating, that I'm not going to get on here and tell you that that's something that's easy to do, because it's not.
Because we're fleshy.
Right. We are fleshy individuals. Number one, we're fighting flesh every day. And also, you have to date properly, because you have to find the proper person. So you need to know that that person is God sent, and that you're not, it's not just you saying, well, oh, I like Johnny, so I'm going to talk to Johnny. That's not how that works. Because sometimes we can end up getting ourselves in situations and certain things, and especially being young, you can put yourself in certain situations and certain things that you don't need to be in. And the enemy will test you. He will try you to no end. And I'm going to tell you the truth. He will try you. And you just need to know that individual, first of all, I would say you need to let them know up front what it is that you're looking for in a relationship, the do's and don'ts in that relationship. And I don't think that you should hide that. I don't think that you should hide who you are, being in God. If they want to date you, they're going to want to date you. And if they don't, that's not who God has for you. So that's what you would do as far as that situation goes. I definitely believe in
in dating properly. I do believe in that. And I mean, as far as dating properly, it does not mean that you have to date to get to know someone. It does not mean you can't go see a movie, you can't go to dinner. It's just proper ways to do it. Whether it takes you maybe meeting that individual, if you feel like you don't want them coming around to your home, whatever's necessary, the different things work for different people. But I would never discourage anyone as far as dating goes, because when you're young, young, old, in between, a lot of people do date, and it's absolutely nothing wrong with it because you have to date to marry. But there are principles that come along with it, and there's correction that comes along with it. So you will learn, and I just say that pray and seek God and make sure that's who God has for you, because sometimes you'll hit bumps in the road and you'll get discouraged, and there'll be a season of loneliness where the enemy just pours that on you. You're so lonely and you want to get married, and I just want to encourage someone. I mean, wait on God. Wait on God, because I promise you that situation and anything that he has for you is great, far greater than anything you can possibly choose. He knows you better than you know you. So I would say that as far as dating and being young, make your request known. Let them know that, hey, if they want to take you out, there's a certain time. There's a certain time you want to be home. There are certain places you aren't going to go. You're of God. I mean, and it's not living for people. You're living for the Lord. So you just have to be sober-minded when it comes to that, because you're always being watched. Whether you don't know,
yes,
some teenage girl may be watching you. She may be 16, 17 years old, and she's just starting out. You wanna walk correctly, because that young lady may be all that you may not even know it, but you may be all that she has as an example, and you want to lead by example. So I would say that. So just be encouraged when it comes to that. It's no shame in it. I mean, it is what God created as far as dating and relationships. There's just a way. There's order to anything. So there's just a way to do it. So I just encourage you tonight. Like she said, you're welcome to call in tonight if anyone out there that has any questions or anything we can assist with.
Even as far as communication, the Bible clearly states to be slow to speak and swift to hear. And some people, I don't know if they don't understand it, but what I get out of it is you have to listen. When you're dating, when you're in anything, you have to listen. You have to compromise. And I'm not saying compromise as far as God is concerning. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to, you know, when you meet that mate, you have to balance one another out. You know, there are going to be some things that he doesn't like, and there are going to be some things that you don't like. But if you pray and you keep God first, he will work all of those out. Even as far as marriage, how long do you think someone should date before they marry, when they know that it is God ordained?
I think that there is a point. I think that if you have sought God, there's not, to me, there is not a time take. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't feel like you should, within the first 6 months, you should know that whether this is an individual you can see yourself with or not. I don't think that you should prolong or waste anyone's time. As far as dating, I think that you should take your time and get to know an individual. And that should be something discussed between the two of you. Just like the subject as far as you being married, as far as you both wanting kids, you just need to be on one accord. And like you said, communication is key. So I think that is basically communicating. I would, as far as a relationship goes and how long you should, because I can't put a date on how long the next person should date an individual. Me personally, I'm not going to date someone for 5-6 years and the relationship, because in anything you should see growth. And if there's no growth and it's stagnating you, then it is not of God. if it's slowing you down, if it's causing confusion, it's causing stress, anything of that nature, it's not from God, especially if God has told you to let the situation go. And sometimes there's a lot of hurt with that. But you just sometimes that hurt, God can heal that hurt, and you just have to move on as far as that situation goes. So I honestly, I'm not going to put a limit on how long you should, but I believe in the first 6 months you should know whether or not you see yourself with an individual and if you're growing. If you see growth and you're growing, then obviously then things will go to the next level and marriage will be that next level after dating. So I would definitely say that.
And as far as you being a single mother and dating, what advice could you give a single mom and dating? Because sometimes it can be hard.
As far as being a single mom and dating, I would encourage women just to continue to keep God first, keep your children first. Keep them at bay. You don't want to always introduce a child or involve your kids in your dating life. You don't want them around a bunch of individuals or anything like that. So I would just encourage young women to just be mindful of who you have around your kids. Be very mindful. We are in the last and evil days, and as you can see, things have been going on with as far as these babies go and parents and things of that nature. So I would just encourage them to don't introduce them too soon. That's my advice for that. Just make sure that you're hearing from God and that you're walking upright and that this is a situation that you're comfortable with before you introduce your kids into that situation. Because you don't want children are much smarter than what we give them credit for. They see things sometimes that we don't see. So I would say just take your time and get to know them as a person first. Once that's done, then, yes, you can start slowly, gradually introducing your child and gradually doing fun things. So I encourage and include the child. Once you introduce them, include them in certain fun activities and things of that nature because they're not marrying just you. You come with a package. You're now a package deal. And if they don't want that package in full, then that's not someone that you need to be around or even consider being around because that's out of order. So I would just encourage them, just don't make sure you get to know an individual first before you drag your kids into it.
And once the child has been introduced, what are some signs that you look for? Because I know that you do. What do you look for as far as the interaction with who you're dating and, you know, how your child takes to them? And what is some advice that you would have?
Some advice that I would have would be just to pay attention. Pay attention to your kids. I'm not going to leave my child with someone immediately, right away, or anything of that nature. I don't believe in that, them boyfriends babysitting or what have you. To each his own. That's just not something that I do. But I look for the sign, how that child interacts, how my son interacts. I want to know that, okay, hey, is he comfortable? Is he okay? Is he nervous? I look for those signs. Is he engaging? Does he like to talk? Does he like to hang around? Because kids, if a person has the correct spirit, they draw kids. And children are the best discerners. So I would say pay attention. Pay attention to the signs. Just watch them. Sit back and watch and see how the interactions go. So that's my advice. For that, I'm very, very attentive, especially when it comes to my son. So I would pay attention to, okay, well, how is he? Is he comfortable? Is he engaging? Does he want to talk? Does he want to play? I'm going to look for those signs.
Yes, and as you should. And even after a relationship does not work, what are some things that they can do to heal from that relationship? I know one thing is don't immediately jump into another relationship, but what are some things that they can do to actually heal? Because there's so many people that are hurting who have, and they won't talk with anyone. And I understand, I get it, because it is so hard to find someone that you can trust.
Take time to heal. Take time to find you. That would be my advice. Take time to get to know you as a person. Because sometimes we're so busy and tied up in other things and other situations that we don't take time out for ourselves. And take time to refresh. Take time to refresh. Take time to fast. Take time to pray. Get to know. Seek God. I would say seek God more than anything. Take that time off, that season off, to really be attentive. Make sure you're extremely attentive in that season of your life, because you don't know what God is doing. You don't know where he's taking you, what he has for you, and you want to be ready for when God does send the correct person, that you're in shape, that you're what God wanted you to be for that individual. But you can't love someone if you don't love you. So
amen.
I believe that you should take time out to get to know you better. Like I said, get to know you. If you want to go see a movie alone, it's okay to do things by yourself. If you need to just go for a car ride, if you want to take a walk in the park to clear your head, whatever's necessary. I think that you should go get your nails done, go get your hair done, dress up for you. Take yourself out on a dinner date. Join some friends. Have a girl's day. I think that and that's why it's always important as well. You be careful how you treat people. You never know what a person is going through, what stage of their life they're in. You can definitely be entertaining an angel and not know it. And you don't want to ever mishandle God's people.
Because one word can save someone's life or it can make them self-destruct. So, yes, be mindful of how you treat people. I don't care if you feel like they don't like you, you still, kindness goes a long way. And even today in the world, there's just so much going on. There's so many people that are hurting. There's so many women who are ashamed and afraid to even speak with anyone. There are so many private lines that you can call as far as mental health, suicide hotlines. Even if you just needed someone, there's so many programs that you can talk to and be discreet. You will not have to tell who you are. You will not have to, you know, you're going to have to tell them what you're going through so that they can help you with it. But, you know, you can be extremely discreet. And these are the last and evil days. And you have to watch the company that you keep. You have to, you know, God is always omnipresent. And you're going to have to always be very attentive to hear that silent voice that's telling you, no, don't do that. No, don't go there. You know, and in today's world, there's so much, there's no love. People have lost love. Again, it doesn't take anything to love unconditionally, even those who, you know, despitefully use you and hate you, you should still love them with the love of God. You want to go ahead, Jasmine? You want to pray? And we're going to get ready to, you know, we'll accept calls until 8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, that'll be fine. God, we thank you for this word on tonight, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to cover and encourage anyone, Lord God, who may be struggling on tonight, Lord God. We are touching and agreeing with them on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, that their rest shall be in you on tonight, Lord God. I thank you,
Lord God,
for ordering their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, right now for things coming into divine alignment with your word on tonight, Lord God. I break, yes, Lord God, every stronghold, Lord God, every attack of the enemy on tonight, Lord God.
Yes,
I thank,
Lord,
you, God, that no weapon formed against your people on tonight, Lord God, shall be able to prosper on tonight, Lord God. I thank,
yes,
you, Lord
God,
for just orchestrating our steps on tonight, Lord God. Move like only you know how on tonight, Lord God. Shift the atmosphere,
yes,
on tonight, Lord God. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that no weapon formed against anyone on tonight, Lord God, shall be able to,
yes,
prosper,
God,
on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, for,
yes,
your,
Lord,
word on tonight, Lord God. And we just invite you,
yes,
in,
God,
to call in and speak your mind. If the lines are open, you're welcome to call in. Anything that you have to say, anything that you talk about, any suggestions that you have, comments, whatever you need to say, you just call. You're welcome to call in. The lines are open.
What are some scriptures, Chastity, some biblical advice you can give them? Me, I try to read before I go to bed at night. Just some encouraging, yeah, scriptures. Even the book of Psalms, to me, I,
right,
love the book of Psalms. It's very uplifting.
I love Psalms. Right. Psalms 91. I definitely read that quite a bit. And I would encourage you to do the same. I get up out of my bed. That the devil should be upset that you got up thanking God in the morning. I don't care how much it takes. If you need to get up, read your scriptures before you get out of bed in the morning. There are all kind of apps and different things that you can set up to have a morning scripture. If you're not too familiar with the Bible, there are all sorts of scriptures, daily scriptures that you can sign up for. They're free. You get online. It can send you an encouraging word in the morning. Like I said, I love Psalms 91. I am a Jeremiah person as well. I love the book of Jeremiah because it is encouraging. And the book of Acts. I would encourage, especially if you're new to Christ, I would encourage the book of Acts. Because it there is a lot of teaching in there, especially when it comes to the power of the Holy Ghost and God speaking and moving, and you begin to decree things and believe God for what it is that He has for you. Even as your walk is so new with God, I believe that helped me quite a bit in my walk from the beginning, because it taught me how to hear God's voice. I know a lot of people don't. Always, the best way I could describe it is to say, people always say, man, I should have followed my first mind. Your first mind was God speaking to you. I always tell people that. Whenever they say that I should have followed my first mind, your first mind, that was that still voice that you heard, that whisper that told you, because God is not he's a gentleman. He's not going to throw himself on you. He's not going to force himself on you.
And you just
I would encourage that.
Even as you were speaking, that will be our next week's topic, hearing God's voice. And
okay.
How to, for them to understand and learn His voice. Because you will need it. And it will keep you. Some things are predestined to happen because it's a process and you have to go through the process. You can't go around the process. You're going to have to go through it. But again, some things we bring on ourselves. Even, and I'm just as dating, there is proper etiquette, especially when you are a man or a woman of God. There's just certain things you can't do. And I know you're probably saying, I don't care what they say, but God knows and He sees all. And that's who you want to please. You want to please God, not man. Did you have anything else that you wanted to discuss?
No, I did not. Just won't even want to be encouraged on tonight and continue to pray our strength in the Lord. We pray for your strength in the Lord. And
I pray for everyone's walk concerning God, that they don't get discouraged in this walk, because we are in the last and evil days, and things get very discouraging very fast. The devil is smart. He is conniving. He is evil. So just be mindful of that. Be mindful of what's in front of you.
Well, next week I think we will. We'll conduct a show on hearing God's voice, learning to hear his voice and to know his voice. Even in the middle of the night when he wakes you up to pray, you know, you'll become more sober and begin to understand so much more.
Right. Well, I do have one question, or you asked me. Being older and dating, some of the older saints want companionship and want to get married, about them being ashamed and thinking that it's out of order. What would you say to that? How would you encourage an older woman?
Again, to what it is okay for you. I am 51 and I have been divorced for 21 years. Yes, I desire to remarry. Yes, I am going to wait on God. It is easy. No, it is not. But me being a single woman, if you stay before God and you pray, God will keep you. If you want to be kept, he will keep you. As far as dating, yes, I know how to date properly. There are certain things that I'm not going to do. There are a lot of places that I'm not going to set foot in. You know, I did in my younger days. But it says now that I'm older, you know, those things have gone away. I'm not going to, I don't want to go backwards. I want to live for God, and I'm more mature now, so I understand that. But it is okay to date. It is okay to, you know, you still have life in you. Have fun. Enjoy life. You know, God says live life and live life more abundantly. I'm not saying wilding out. That's not what I'm saying. But live life. I mean, there are things that you can do that, you know, that are godly things, and you have fun. So, yes, I would encourage any older person, you know, get out, do some things. You have to go out to meet people, you know, and God will begin to speak to you, and he will connect you with the right person.
Right.
But, yes, you can date older at my age.
Right. What wisdom do you have for the younger generation? Because I've noticed there's a certain generation, their dating is completely different. Even from, I'm still young, and their generation is different from my generation. We didn't date like that growing up. What advice do you have to the younger generation as far as just being saved and how to date and basically how to live life? Because you have a lot of younger women that are struggling, that didn't have a leader, didn't have anyone to lead them or teach them. It is not their, yes, they're responsible for some of it, but they are, some of them are products of their own environment. What advice do you have for that? They don't have to be products
they
of
do
their
not
environment.
Have to be. Yes, that's what I was about to say, that they do not. They are, the younger generation is supposed to break the generational curses. You know, for those of us as parents who struggled, some didn't finish school, you know, some may have never married and had children out of wedlock. You can break that cycle. You can determine your destiny. You know, if you stay before God and you listen to God and you walk upright, God is not going to let you get too far out of hand, because he's going to wind you back in. As far as the younger generation, you know, find you someone that respects you. Because if he respects you, you know, that's going to go a long way. Find someone who enjoys the same things that you enjoy. You know, you may not like to go to the club.
you may not like to do certain things. Find you someone who has the same interest, the same hobbies. You know, and yes, sometimes opposites attract, and there's nothing wrong with that because God can change anyone. But, you know, I would just say date properly. My biggest thing is respect, because if he respects you, he's going to know how to love you. If he does not respect you, he doesn't know how to love you.
Correct.
And some people, you know, are a little rough around the edges. But, again, God can change anyone. Anyone who desires to be delivered, God can deliver them. Some people don't want to be delivered. And those are the people that you continuously pray for. But, you know, you can pray from people from afar. You know, it takes me 10 minutes within a conversation, and I know if I'm interested in someone or if I'm not. You know, I prayed for that spirit of discernment. And when God shows me who someone is, I believe him. I trust God. You know, you trust God first, and that man is going to have to respect you. Because if he respects you, everything else is going to fall in line.
Right.
And you don't have to. You can dress sexy and be covered all up. And I'm just thinking, I'm not looking down on anyone. I'm not, you know, because it is, it's a process, because some people, that's all they know. But the more they're around godly people, you know, they'll change the way they walk. They'll change the way they talk. They'll change their dressing habits. So don't ever feel bad or be discouraged at the place that you're in now, because God can deliver you from that place.
Right. And another question. In the event, you have individuals that, like you said, they're growing, and
yes.
But some of the saints, we as saints sometimes can be harsh.
Stop
and
beating up on
those
people. The advice that I have, I'm being honest, and this is my opinion, and whomever can get upset with me, but some saints are so mean and so cruel, they push people away. I don't want to push anyone away. I was young once. I used to go to the club. I used to drink. I used to do this. I used to do that. And one thing that I can say, and I thank God for my mom, is she never, ever said anything that was discouraging to me. You know,
amen.
I was told, you'll get tired. You'll come out, you know. You'll do this, but stop beating up on people. Again, one word can be either life-changing or it can be self-destruction. You can push someone over the edge and you didn't even know it. My thing is love on them, especially those who, because some people don't know. They, like you say, they were not taught, and they have to learn. You know, be open to giving someone a chance. Be open to help them change their life. Because, you know, the Bible says my people will perish for a lack of knowledge, and some of them don't know. So, you know, my advice, and I am, and I pray for the saints, the mean saints, the traditional saints, the religious spirits. You know, times have changed, and you cannot beat up on God's people, because you never know when you're entertaining an angel. That person that you said a harsh word to may be the one to push you into your destiny. Just be mindful, be careful of how you treat people because of the way they look or the way they dress or if they have a smell. You want to encourage them. You do not want to discourage them and push them out further than where they already are.
Amen.
Do you have any more questions?
No, I don't. Included. We have a few more minutes. Did you have anything else?
No, I did not. I just thank God that you, and I hope that this really touched someone. And again, you're welcome to call in next week. Again, we're going to teach on hearing God's voice, and I'm going to even give out my email address if someone just wanted to email me with questions. And that's
basically it. But this was a rough draft. It was our first one, and you know, next week now we know. But I do want to teach on, you know, being able to hear God's voice. Now the devil speaks as well, but as you become more sober with your walk with God, you will know His voice, and a stranger's voice, you know, you will not follow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Any last words for you before we conclude?
No, I don't. I'm grateful. I thank God for the advice on tonight, and not to reiterate what you said. I hope someone was blessed. Like you said, it was our first night. It was rough, and I was nervous. But I thank God just for the conversation flowing, and for everyone that joined in on the line. God bless you, and may God continue to keep you.
And I thank God for the man who has afforded us the opportunity, and I pray that God blesses him abundantly.
Amen.
And again, next week we'll be back on at 7. Again, our topic will be hearing God's voice and knowing His voice. You know, that so that you won't be led astray. And that's all we have for tonight, and we'll be back on next week at 7 as well.
All right. Well, you have a good night, people of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
Be safe on your holiday. Enjoy your family and friends.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Up and go to the church again. No one but you know all the issues that I struggle with. No brotherhood, no bonds, ain't got no real friends. Been raised up praying, singing songs and passive listening to preachers telling me about righteousness and wage of sin. They say your spirit will always show me just what to do. Don't understand, is it me? Am I missing you? I've been going through long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. Distractions of this world, the woman, money, yes, it's true. Pressure to measure up the standards that I know ain't real. Got the job in school, he said I know the deal. Put his hand on my shoulder and he said just pray with me. I said I did that, brother, nothing changes, can't you see? I need a brother who is willing just to walk with me. A confidant, a mentor, accountability. I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. Baby's
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of female self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.